Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. Here we are, and I think this is now second week, Tuesday of April, and we're excited to keep processing, hearing God's voice, which is such a critical piece of walking with God and enjoying God. And
absolutely.
We can hear His voice. We just have to have a heart too. Again, we're going to keep promoting this coming Thursday and the following Thursday. Noelle from New Hampshire in his mansion is going to share her own story of what it meant to walk with God and hear His voice. When she started that, she really didn't know about hearing His voice. She just said, if you're really there, then you're going to have to talk to me.
I need to hear it
because I'm not, I'm kind of discouraged. And she shares that story, and then she tells this great story of something that God has been doing with building a place of prayer in New Hampshire there. And I just encourage everybody to listen to this story because it's overwhelming how beautiful God demonstrates this hearing His voice and step by step and what we're, trying to talk to. You look at, the step by step process, Kathy, what do you say is some of the key reasons why God wants us to let Him direct our steps, and it is step by step, not just do the whole thing and I'll see you later?
Right. Well, I mean, there is just the practical, logical side of He sees and knows all, and so He knows the steps that we need to be taking because He can see the greater picture. But for me, and I know you and I talk about this all the time, the bigger thing is the intimacy with God. He so delights in being with us, in literally being with us. And if He just gave us the end destination, told us how to get there, and we ran with it, we would go do it all on our own and then come back maybe, you know? And He literally enjoys the journey with us.
Yeah.
Even when we're stubborn, even when there's lessons along the way, He is refining our heart and sanctifying us and making us more like Him. And in the midst of it, just delighting in literally being with us, which is hard for us to wrap our head around.
Right.
But that's the reality. So there's both in. There's wisdom in simply knowing He is the one who knows what we need to do. And then there's the beauty of the invitation of He knows us and He wants to be with us.
Yeah. Yeah. And that remember that, it's a lifetime, which actually goes into eternity. It'll be a path. It's not a destination. So we tend to think of, we'll answer this problem or this question or this problem, I'll come back later. And He said, well, why don't you just walk with me? Because every step of the way literally needs me to direct you.
Right. And it's interesting because I think that it's the most freeing thing. Like for most people, I think when they first start learning to really walk this way, it's hard, right? It's hard because you're giving up perceived control.
Right.
Right? and that can be really, really challenging. Yet once you start the journey and you walk and you meet Him and you see how He shows up and leads literally step by step, it is the most freeing thing you'll ever experience.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And we have a great, biblical example, lots of them. But think about Peter. Remember when he got that vision? I'm leading you to understand about Gentiles, and that you're going to carry the message to everyone. And he got this vision, and he basically said, "This is contrary to my thinking. I can't just do what you'd ask me to do, and I don't know what this is all about." So it says, while he was pondering, and the word there is contemplating. Okay. what do I do now with this? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't just say yes to it. Actually, and by the way, it's healthy that he couldn't. You know, so it's not a blind yes. It was like, are you willing to do this? Do you understand it? No, not yet. Okay, let me help you. And what God did is say, well, my next step for you is go with these guys who are going to come and get you.
Mm-hmm.
That was a step. And now he didn't have that yet understood fully, other than he knew the Holy Spirit was speaking that step. He's mm-hmm. used to taking steps.
Right.
Okay, I'm willing to do that.
Willing to take that step that
okay.
I can understand.
All right. Yeah. I'll take that step. And of course, it led him, you know, to the understanding. And so as we're walking, it says, I do want you to seek understanding, and I do want to give you understanding, but let me give it to you along the way. So go to mm-hmm. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. As we're setting this up, we're going to be walking step by step, and we do say, help me with understanding certain things, and this speaks to that. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Yeah. So, you know, again, he's going to say, take these steps.
Mm-hmm.
But we're taking his steps, not logical steps.
Right.
Shouldn't I do this? And God says, well, one thing for you to understand is that my ways are not your ways.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts are not your thoughts. They're so much grander. In a sense, think of he can manage the complexity of it all.
Right.
So that, you know, Noelle's going to share a story of her, you know, coming to be able to lease a certain space. And she was instructed, you know, go to the back of this restaurant. There's no sign there. There's no... anything for lease, and she's saying, well, why am I supposed to be here? I don't get that. You said it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm willing to do it, but I don't understand. And so she's getting ready to leave, and the owner of the restaurant comes out. Mm-hmm. And she kind of recognized him because she remembers being in that restaurant and isn't that the owner. And then, you know, rolled her window down and asked him a question about, hey, do you have any space available? And he actually said, yeah, I do. And so God says, I know what I'm up to.
Mm-hmm.
There's something way, way, way bigger because I have complex things going on. I'm working in that guy who has office space available, but he hasn't even put it on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to connect you with that. And my way and my thought is different than yours because I know more than you.
Right.
And they're higher and it's loftier and it's more complex. So that he says, I'll reveal that to you and show you. And after you take the step, this is kind of cool, your understanding starts to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because you say, oh, now I know why you told me to go around back when there's nothing here.
Right.
I didn't understand that going into it.
Right. But still had to take the step of faith.
But I was willing because I know that your way is different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to follow because of it. And you're going to deliver something spectacular. And then after it started to happen, it's like, oh, now I understand this. And so understanding is, I'm going to get you understanding. Just like with Peter, when he said, I don't get this at all. God said, well, walk with me, follow my steps. My way isn't your way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you what this is all about, but you're going to have to follow in order to receive what it's all about.
Right, right.
And he said, don't do it the opposite way. In other words, don't demand that I tell you everything I'm doing in order for you to do it. You're going to learn it after you do it. You'll start to get understanding. And it's mm-hmm. good that it's good that you're seeking it. And you'll start appreciating what I'm showing you. It's like, oh, okay, now I see what this is about. And there's a joy, I believe, in the discovery of God's understanding.
Yes, absolutely.
And it starts to...
An adventure in it, right?
It's an adventure. And a lot of times, and this is something that you begin to trust, is I will get understanding, but it may not come until after certain things happen.
Right.
And then when it does come, I'm going to be, wow, look at that.
Right. And sometimes a step of faith on what you do know you're hearing, you know, you need to just go ahead and take that step of faith for the next thing to be revealed, right?
Right. That's right. And particularly when it seems like either not logical or possible. So go to Luke 1, verse 18, and then verse 34.
Sure. 18 says, and Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years.
Yeah, and then go to 34.
Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man?
Yeah, so this is, you know, the birth of John and Jesus, and Zechariah, your prayers have been answered, and they've been barren. And by the way, in the Jewish culture, not having any child is a disgrace.
Right.
Not having a male child is a problem, because they're the ones that continue, you know, the lineage of the name.
Right.
So they had neither one. And so, hey, we're getting older. Matter of fact, he says, looks like we're past the prime of being able to do it.
So how's that going to happen?
And he says, well, your prayers are answered. You're going to have a son. And his question is, well, that doesn't seem possible. How is this going to work? And, of course, God would say, you know, come with me. And, of course, Zechariah's response was, nah, I don't think this is going to happen. And God made him mute and said, because you didn't have a heart to follow, it's still going to happen. I'm going to show you it's going to happen. But you're gonna have this happen to you. Well, Mary... She says, "Well, you're going to be the mother of the Son of Jesus, and he's going to be he's going to be born through you." And she says, "What?
How's that going to work?"
Let's see here. Yes, I'm engaged, but we haven't consummated the marriage. We're not going to do it until I get married fully. How is that going to work? That seems impossible to me. And God says, well, I know, but nothing is impossible for me, and I'm going to help you understand something here. You got to trust me. And her response was, may it be as you said. Okay, I'll take that step. I'll follow that step. I'll be obedient to it, that it seems impossible. Because then we have a legitimate question. Well, how is that going to work? And God said, that's okay. Let me help you understand a little bit more for you to know the step you can take. Yes, it's impossible. I can deliver the impossible.
Right. Well, and it's interesting to me when you look at both of these verses, you see both of them respond with a question. But I think the heart posture of the question is the difference between, right?
Yep.
One truly kind of rejecting that there's no way, dismissing that. And the other... more curious almost. Okay, you've said this, but how's this going to work?
Right. That's right.
You know?
That's right. And as you're stepping into things that don't look possible, and God says amazing things, it's really, he says, take the heart of a Mary who, and I think you caught it properly, is don't declare that it's not going to be so, or this will never happen. Rather, well, this is spectacular. I don't know how this is going to happen.
And get curious. Engage in the curiosity with God.
How exactly is this? You know, how's this going to work? And what's next? And how do you want me to do this next? And in a way, even though it presented lots of problems for Mary because of, you know, being pregnant without, you know, being married means that people would assume that she was unfaithful.
Right.
And she would say, isn't that going to be a problem? And God says, yeah, it'll be a problem, but I'll take care of it. You know, and he had, by the way, he had to do that with Joseph, who was ready to say, I'm going to divorce her, so to speak, put her away because she's been unfaithful. Mm-hmm. And God says, well, let me tell you something about that. no, you can take her. It's me. You know, this is it. And he says, okay, you know, I got it. So that the impossible doesn't mean it doesn't create interesting stuff.
Right.
It's just, do you believe and trust? Are you willing to take that step as you seek understanding? And you've said something here. I'm not sure how that's all going to work. Could you help me understand more? And interesting enough, in both cases, God said, let me tell you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, but I will tell you a little bit more for you to have a heart to go. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I'll explain it to you. And then he says, now, by the way, as I do that, you don't need to understand everything. So go to Matthew 17:24-27.
Sure. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay the temple tax? He said, yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, what do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers? And Peter said to him, from strangers. Jesus said to him, then the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you.
Yeah. So he's got an issue. You know, hey, how does this work? Well, are you supposed to pay it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Matthew says, well, we don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to work? And see, God didn't give him every single detail about it. He just said, well, for us to fulfill it, you know, go fishing. You're going to catch a fish,
mm-hmm.
and it'll have money in its mouth. You know, and I've been praying, by the way, God, would you show me the lake where the fish has money in its mouth?
Right. hey, I would even take up fishing.
I've got tax to pay. I've got some tax to pay. So, you know, I'd like to do that. Well, he didn't say, you know, everything about it. There wasn't mm-hmm. all this detail. And interestingly enough, Peter didn't even say, wait a minute, how does a fish get money in its mouth? And how are we going to find the right fish? And, you know, on and on and on. We would like to know all the detail of that.
Right.
He said, well, I'm not going to tell you any of that. Why don't you mm-hmm. just put your hook in? There'll be a fish that'll come. It'll have money. It's supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's supernatural, actually, I can't really tell you everything about it, because then you would try to relegate it to the natural.
Mm.
And then develop, oh, if that's how that works, then you know, kind of like what I just said is, hey, let's go, how can we keep fishing for that, you know? And
right.
Could you make that work every time? And God says, it's just a supernatural thing, and it's a mm-hmm. step for you to take. I want you to take it, go out and fulfill it, and you'll see the supernatural. And I'm not going to really tell you a lot of detail about it,
mm-hmm.
Because you can't understand it anyway.
Right.
All you can do is experience it. And when Peter did, okay, all right.
Right.
He puts the line in, gets the fish that has money in its mouth.
Right.
Exactly what Jesus said. Okay, now think about, what did that do for Peter?
Oh, it totally built his faith in what Jesus could do provision-wise, and even in just his word, his simple word, that what he says is true.
Yeah, I'm going to perform it. And so it's, you don't need to know everything about it. If you follow what I say,
mm-hmm.
the steps, I'm ordaining your steps, I'm directing your steps. And by the way, it's not so that you manage better.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you receive God's supernatural work of what he's going to do with you on the right path, taking the right steps.
Mm-hmm.
So he said the supernatural is that fish that has money in its mouth. Now, think about it. Could Peter have thwarted that? Sure.
Mm.
How could he have thwarted that?
Well, if he didn't follow the steps, he didn't go fish.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that. That doesn't make sense to me. You know, no, hey, if you're going to provide the tax, just provide the tax.
Mm.
And he said, well, the way I'm going to provide the tax is that fish.
Right.
Yeah, but. And see, he could have thwarted experiencing God supernatural by not willing to take the step. You see how it fits?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a step.
That step feels risky, right?
It's risky and it doesn't make sense. It's like, well, this, and by the way, the probability, because remember, you're thinking, well, even finding a fish isn't that easy.
Right.
Number two, a fish that has money in its mouth, that doesn't even seem likely. So why bother?
Right.
And God says, well, why bother? Because I told you to take the step. I'm going to deliver the supernatural, but it's as you take these steps and as you're, developing it, he says, you can ask me questions. I'm going to give you some insight about it, but don't expect me to have to explain everything. And I'm not going to tell you every detail about it. I do want you to take the step. After you take that step, you're going to see, the result.
The confirmation, right.
And you'll see it, see it work. And so it's a beautiful expression of, and Noel again, and we want to keep reminding people to listen Thursday and the following Thursday, is she's a living example of the whole thing we're talking about, is
right.
Take this step. And then after you take this step, you're going to see my supernatural work, and right. it'll be like, oh, okay, now right. I see what
and
you're
And then staying in dialogue.
Right.
Like the dialogue did not stop. It was just literally step by step by step and not getting ahead, not lagging behind.
That's right. And how beautiful it is. So all we can do is encourage you to, first of all, that if you have a heart to hear, God will tell you the steps.
Mm-hmm.
What step do we know? Okay. And what we do is and how we, Linda and I approach it is, okay, now what?
Right.
Okay, now that we're here, now that we understand this, now that this just happened, we're walking along this path toward a resolution of some issue that we've got. Now that we know something, now what? And God will
right.
say, here's the next thing I want you to take the step of. And we've learned it's going to lead to supernatural stuff. It's going to lead to exceptional things. And when he says take the step, we've learned just take the step.
Right.
We'll get the understanding. We'll get the thing happening. It's don't be fretting about three steps down the road. Just take this one and trust it. So all we can do is encourage everybody to keep, in a sense, shrinking down your thought process about God's will, which is like, well, just tell me the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, well, I will, but I'm going to show you step by step by step. Why don't you just receive the next step?
Right.
And if we can learn that, we will demonstrate. And by the way, this is why community is so helpful, because we help each other with that. And when we're dealing with our leaders or dealing with other people, and they have big things going on, and they want answers, and I'll say, okay, let's understand it. Let's ask God, what's the next step?
Mm-hmm.
And as they start to, okay, all right, I can do that. And then God
right.
says a step, and they take the step. And then they
right.
get understanding, and they see God at work. It's like, oh, that's how it works.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so, like you said, it's so beautiful and freeing in that little step by step. He is literally building our faith with step by step, our faith in hearing, our faith in trusting what he's doing. And that keeps it from being overwhelming to us, because he takes us just step by step by step as he's ready to reveal.
Yep.
And that is so freeing,
yep.
so freeing.
And then he said, delight in me. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that you show us that your ways are not our ways. We can trust that you're leading us to great and wonderful things. We don't have to know all the answers to it. We don't have to know all the detail to it. We just have to be faithful with a heart of, as you give us understanding, that you'll give us more, and we'll start to see all that you're up to, and it'll be spectacular. And we pray that we'll live that way and learn to enjoy that way, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Great discussion. I just love hearing how God speaks and moves and leads us, right?
Yeah.
If you have questions about today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. We'd love to talk about it. And we'll see you next time.
Yep,
Looking
we'll
forward to it.
See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.